Hello, all you diamonds out there. This is Elizabeth Diamond, and for the Diamonds Forever 31 call, this is a special call. This is Tuesday, September 24th, 2013, and I'm bringing you some little intel today that I learned. It's exciting news. I will bring this intel to the Real Truth Call, the Real Truth Call tonight. But I wanted to record it, too, so you can come back to it more and more and get more and more excited. We're in for some adventures, you guys. So all of you that have been following Andrew Bartzitz, that's Andrew with a B as in ball, A as in apple, R as in ring, T as in top, Z as in zebra, I as in is, and S is in Sam, Andrew Bartzitz, the galactic historian. This is from him. Now, he's able to read everybody's energies, everything energies, you know, because everything's energies anyway, and he's able to read the Akashic records. And so here is the good news for those who have been following him. For those who haven't, it might be a little bit different, but hang in there. Come to the Diamonds calls on every Thursday, 30-minute world news at 7 p.m. Central. And then every other Saturday, which this Saturday, the 28th, I believe, of September, this coming Saturday, we will have an extended Saturday call, and that's at 1 p.m. Central. So come on, and we'll discuss more of this so you can understand it, and you can ask questions then. But for now, let me get on with the intel for today. This is reference number 76. We did a call this Saturday. It was a special call because I missed post the date. So there is a special, another call. That's reference number 74 if you want to listen to it. I mean 75, I'm sorry. So this is reference number 76. Okay, and the reference call that I'm calling that I got the intel from today, if you want to listen to the whole call, it was really, really good. There's more in it than I'm going to bring forth too. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, blogtalkradio.com, and put in the search bar in Blog Talk Radio, put in N5D-radio. In the search bar, put IN5D-radio. And it's N5D-radio, and that should come up. And you should see N5D-radio. Click on that. And then scroll down and find today's show, which is 9/24/13, N5D Radio, the Galactic History Show with Andrew Bartzitz. Okay, well, this intel that I'm going to give you is right at the beginning of this call. But like I said, listen to the whole call. It will very much encourage you regarding the world changes and all the bad stuff, though, you're seeing in the world today. And you know, our prosperity and our wealth, which really our prosperity and our wealth, if you really get down to it, is not money. It is us, you diamonds that shine. We are the wealth. We are the prosperity. We are the technology. We are the superheroes, supernatural beings that create nothing out of thin air, nothing out of something out of thin air. Truly, really, you guys, we are going into a golden age. We are going into what people call a utopia. We're going into the age where the Bible says that you will see things that are unimaginable, things that you can't even imagine. So I can't even stress how much we're going to go into a world and be in a world, and that's here soon. Okay, hold on a minute. I'm sorry. Hold on a minute, you guys. Be right back.
Josh, I'm on the phone. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I need to find a hiding place because my son is coming home. And before I get the intel here, let me go into my room here. Sorry, guys. And then we'll get into the intel. You know, that's what happens with live recorded calls. So let me move this over. All right. I'm going to plug my phone in. I'm recording something. Just a minute, 5 minutes.
I just turned the black on Penny. You're going to be up here at Penny. That's a little content of buzz
story. All right. Okay, here we go. Let's get into the intel. Okay, so Andrew commented, You know, we're looking for the world changes. We're looking for our prosperity. Anyway, Andrew commented, now don't quote me, but this is what he said. He says, October, the month of October, will be a month that will go down in history. Wow. Now, if you guys have been following, you'll know what walk-ins are. And if you don't know what walk-ins are a spiritual being, a consciousness that literally comes here to Earth and walks into another body. That other body, though, that other being does not know that walk-in is there. But these walk-ins are coming because they're going into the people that have the middle management people of the controllers, the puppeteers, so to speak. Okay, let's back up. The puppeteers are the controllers of this propaganda domination controlling matrix system that we're in. The puppeteers are spiritual beings. The puppeteers work the puppets. The puppets are human beings on this world, and they're all over the world, and they're put in middle management jobs and upper management jobs, okay? And through technology, spiritual technology and others, these beings are brainwashed from before they are even born to believe in a system and be very ego-minded, pride-minded, and to be love money. You know, the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Okay, so there's walk-ins that are coming to help deter this propaganda domination control system, I'll call the octopus, okay? The octopus system that we're in now. And it's so subtle, you guys. It's so subtle that we, most people, don't even realize that they're in this system, that they're in this deceptive, dominating, controlling slavery system. Okay, so these walk-ins, 500 million walk-ins over the course of the last 40 days came to this earth into people that are in middle management, we'll say military, police, firemen, lawyers, that are in middle management, that are hypnotized, that are brainwashed by the octopus, the brain, the dominating matrix machine, slavery machine we're in. They came into these people, although these people don't know it. But what these walk-ins are literally doing is they're deterring the propaganda, the hypnotizing instructions that are coming from the puppeteers down to them to say orders that say, go out and kill all these people. Like, go out and kill the people in Kenya in that mall. Go out and kill the people in New York. They're literally brainwashed. We don't have time to go through all that. You know what I mean? Or go and kill it in Washington, D.C., the yard, the military yard. So these 500 million walk-ins are coming, are already here, and they're already doing their business. So I propose to you, brothers and sisters, that what we saw in Kenya, the New York Park, you know, Syria, we said no to Syria, by the way, the naval yard, I propose that it could have been way worser, if that's a word, way worser around the world than it we're seeing, and it looks worse already. It looks bad already, but it could have been 10 times as bad. These walk-ins are here. Okay. And guess what? 500 million more walk-ins are coming in the week, in the month, the second week in January. Woohoo! Now, these walk-ins are going to be a big, big play because we, the people, there's a lot of us awake right now, but there's major, we're on a major threshold where the whole world's going to wake up big time, big time. There's going to be some triggers. There's going to be some exposure, like maybe hint, hint, that Andrew Bartsch just said today, October is going to be a month that will go down in history. Well, this is just my guess, maybe big-time exposures coming out. 9/11 was actually propagated and done by George W. Bush and others, Hillary Clinton and others. Oh, my God, our own government. Hello? If that was exposed on mainstream media, don't you think people would want to stand up and say, oh, my God? What about the government? In the next 2 weeks or so in the USA, the government are doing the budget, and they're talking about government close down, and, you know, usually they don't close down last minute. They figure something out. But if they were to close down, you know, people's pay, some of the military wouldn't get their pay, food prices go way up, and other things. Hello, don't you think a whole mass of people would stand up and say, we're done with this, we're done, we're unplugging from the system? Because if you followed me and Andrew Bartz, that's what he says. Once the people stand up in mass, like the volume in the 60s and 70s, then comes that dream event. And, you know, brothers and sisters, we are dream creators. In our dreams, we think. What we think, we dream of. What we dream in our dream world manifests in this awake world. That's how we are creators. That's how we are gods. Don't ye know you are gods? God says in the Bible. That's how we create. So thus for the propaganda, domination, control, slavery system gave us propaganda through the media, history books, fake and lies, by the way, religions, lots of lies in every religion, by the way, and made us believe. And when we believe and when we think, we dream. And when we dream that, then we create it. We literally created this world unknown to us, deceived, subtly, so much deceived. When you find out how deceived you were, your mouth's going to drop to the floor. But the good news is the 500 million walk-ins that came in the last 40 days and the 500 million more walk-ins that are coming in as of January, the second week in January. And these walk-ins mean for this system, domination of control and slavery octopus system, that means that the system cannot expand anymore. It can only contract. Contract means the house of cards are falling. Fall, fall, little cards. Yes, the system is going bye-bye. That's a really, really good news, you guys. The system will not be able to respond anymore. The system can't react. Now, it may seem that it's reacting and responding, and it is in a desperate way. We've seen it. Syria, the people stood up and said no, didn't they? They wanted to start World War III there and other places. But they had to retract to something else. Kenya, the New York Park, Washington, D.C., and others before that. You know, the school in Connecticut, those children, Boston bombing, all that crap. Now, I'm not negating the lives that have been lost. But there's a lot of actors in there, too. There was actors, literally actors, and it's proof on the Internet. You can see some actors in the Connecticut school shooting were the same actors in the Boston bombing. Oh, my God. Yeah. it's crazy, too crazy. It's so crazy that's hard to believe, but believe it. Anyway, so the good news is, with the 500 million walk-ins, that's going to give us a lot of help. They're helping us because now we're going to start creating with all exposure that's coming, this history-making month in October, and I'm just speculating my thoughts of what will happen, but we'll see. Whatever happens, we are the creators, and we are going to create, and we are already creating our way out of this matrix. Out of this domination, control, slavery system that is all around the world. You know, think of that movie, what is it called? Roots, right? And for Africa, that slave movie, oh my goodness. If you can think of that movie, that's exactly what's going on today with every single soul in this whole world. So anyway, good news, you guys. Good news. So, stay tuned, and we'll hear more good news coming. I also asked about the womb chakras. The womb chakras that open up all around the earth. What are you doing? I'm on the phone recording. The womb chakras are opening up around the earth, and we've talked about that too. Those are energies that change our DNA. I asked Andrew about that. There's more opening up today. So, and some are 1%. Just think of them as a cervix. Of a woman opening up. Some are 1% opened. The one in Syria, last time you said, was 65% opened. And ones are triggering others to open. And he mentioned all ones around the world. He even mentioned Africa. I'll have to go back and listen to it, or if you guys want to listen to that. But these womb chakras are going to wake up people right there where they're at. And they're going to have a major experience, too. Anyway, re-listen to the whole call, and you'll get the gist of that. So that's it for today. Really, really, really good news. I'm excited. Let me just look here. So he said the major something, you know, the major stuff that I just talked about and some other things that were done very strong spiritually, like rules and laws that were changed in the spiritual realm, rewritten into our society and our culture, and that all that was done between the 16th and the 20th of September. And you know, when you think about it, what happened between the 16th and 20th of September? All that bad crap that we saw, the naval yard, the Syria, but we said no, you know, Kenya, or maybe that was just right out of that date. But really, really good news, you guys. Stay tuned, and we'll keep bringing more good news. And happy golden age. We're getting there, guys, and I'll see you on the other side of that. Love you for now. This is reference number 70. What did I say? 76, I believe. And we'll see you Thursday, September 26th, and 7 p.m. Central. And don't forget to go to the Diamonds with an S Forever, 31.blogspot.com. I got really good stuff on there that you can follow, including Andrew Bartz's shows, too. Okay, love you. Talk to you later. I'm going to stop the recording now.